Podcast. Good, everybody. This is Durag Discussions here again. Go ahead,
Ted. We back, man. Yeah, we back.
Leading troops,
man. Shoot, it's been a week, man. Happy to be here.
Hope everybody's here. Black History Month is still going beautiful. Just to start this one off, we just wanted to talk a little bit about.
The nigga chopping in the back.
I'm not editing that shit out. Yeah, leave that shit. But, no, we just want to talk a little bit about, because we were sitting here trying to figure out how or what was, like, the moment where, because, I mean, we was always staying in touch and contacting. But
what led us
there was a certain moment before that Growing Pains episode where we linked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like a regular link up. Like, I came over here and, like, spent the day, really.
Literally,
like,
the whole day. Damn near. Yeah, did that whole day. You came and pulled up in the morning.
Literally, like, at, like, probably 10, 11. Yep. And then stayed till, like, 5.
Yep. It was here all day.
Yeah, bro. So, this shit might even been earlier than 10. Like, yeah, I was really just, like, it was just one of them days. I just had to get up out the house and I was trying to do something different.
We was on FaceTime that morning, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. I was back here.
Yeah, we was talking, and I was telling about everything I was going through. Bro, and shit, we were just saying it's crazy how that shit just came around and
led us to this.
Right.
Now we're here, bro.
You guys will understand why we are saying what we're saying once we get into this episode.
Yeah, it'll make more sense.
Go ahead, take the lead, bro, on the first thing we was going to talk about. I've been reading this book, actually, that...
You should take the lead on this, bro, because you was reading.
You're right.
Yeah.
I picked up this book that Auntie Shalon, Tez's mom, Tri's mom, my auntie, she referred it to us, all of us. And she said it was such a good book, she wasn't going to share it with us, so we had to go buy our own fucking copy. But, it really is fire.
Yeah.
The book is fire. I'm only 13
pages in.
13, that's it.
And it's only 90 pages.
And I'm not even on the 13th page. I'm on the 12th page.
Leading to.
And I just haven't had time to really dive into it. Mm.
So tell us what you know, sticks out so far.
So first, what really hooked me, because if anybody that know me know that a nigga does not read, like.
At all.
Even when I was in
school.
In school? What? I'm like. I'm on the Spark Notes. Like, I'm looking for summaries. I'm looking for chapters.
Right before you walk into the class.
All of that. Like, I'm like, oh, we got a quiz today? Fuck. It's not like I was going to read, but shit, what happened?
Oh, well.
What happened? Somebody tell me what happened.
The niggas will come through.
But for me to be reading.
And enjoying it.
Right. And the only reason, and not the only reason, because it is actually some good content in the book, obviously. But what first got me. So on my chest, I have Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. In the book, probably like the third chapter. Or no, second paragraph maybe. The full page. It literally has Proverbs 4:23. After it talks about life being a game. And by the way, the book is called The Game of Life by Florence
and How to Play It.
Chevelle Scovel Shin. The Game of Life and How to Play It. And your mom said this was written in like what, the 30s or some shit?
Like 100 years ago?
Something
1925.
Like that.
1925. Damn.
So for still to be relatable, that's
96
says
years ago?
Something. You know what I'm saying? So but yeah, that's what got me. Like, I read that shit, and then I was like, wait, what? And read back three times. I was like, fuck. I really got that shit tatted on my chest. Like, and that
shit. All the scriptures and all the books that she could refer.
And me not reading books, for me to pick up one book.
One book.
The book. One book in, like, the past, like.
Decades.
Shit. For me to do that and, like, pick it up, and then it'd be something that literally that close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tattoo literally is right over my heart. Right
over your heart.
That hit me. So I was like, yeah, I need to read this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was a part that the first thing we wanted to talk about was the three departments of the mind it spoke about. And that's the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take on the conscious? I feel like you understand that one a little more than I do.
Yup. That shit hidden.
The back. That boy Travis over there.
Fucking up that chick.
Yeah, he saw me with my Chick-fil-A. He had to get his some delivered.
In quotes, the book says, the conscious mind has been called mortal or carnal mind. It is the human mind and sees life as it appears to be. It sees death, disaster, sickness, poverty, and limitations of every kind. And it impresses the subconscious. So, I would say I use my conscious mind more than anything else, just because I take life on for, like, what it is, you know?
Right.
If it's a great day, it's a great day. Shoot, let's embrace this great day. Thank God for this great day. And if it's a bad day...
You're very, basically, you take on the mood of the day.
Yeah, like, what's like happening is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my end goal is to win the day, you know? Challenge myself every day, just win the day.
Yeah.
So with the conscious mind, I feel like you got to be right with that.
Absolutely.
To be able to move forward to anything.
Because the conscious mind is the actual motor,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? That's what's actually going to let you know, like, okay, yeah, it's what we're doing today.
Yep. This, like, is, what I'm, this like, is what you feel.
Ain't no other option. This is what we're doing today.
There's no ways around it. There's no ways around it.
And then when it said it... surprises the subconscious mind.
Impresses.
That's what God
means. You said it impresses.
Impresses the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is influenced by whatever man feels deeply or images clearly. It's simply power without direction. And that's why I said, you know, the conscious mind is that motor. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the subconscious mind is whatever you feel deeply about, whatever you have passion about, whatever... you imagine or envision for yourself in better terms, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they say it's simply power without direction because the subconscious is what you want, what you need, or what you want, what you desire. But the thing is, if you don't go after it and consciously, you're not saying, okay, I'm going after this today. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm attacking the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's you consciously saying, I'm attacking the day. I'm going to do this today. No matter what the fuck happens, I'm doing this.
This has to happen.
It has to happen, right? So, yeah, the subconscious is really that motivation.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? That kick in the ass is just like, all right, nigga, motor. Get your ass moving. Like, this is what we doing it for.
And if
conscious
not,
is what we doing. Subconscious is what we doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, so, I mean, we had an example for it. I think everybody can probably understand it, to for the most part. Well, actually, you go and give us the example for the conscious mind, the person that we both said when we looked at each other. I said, "So, hold on here. Here's what led us to it." We said,
okay.
Someone who sees life as it appears to be. So a conscious person is someone that just.
We were saying, somebody that's just like a, what was the word that we said?
A pessimist.
A pessimist to society.
Mm-hmm.
Trav, who do you think is a pessimist to the society? That
let's see if you have the same answer we had.
A pessimist.
We literally it hit us both in the face, and we looked at each other.
That's my man said
Donald Trump.
That so. Boy's 3 for 3.
Absolutely, like that's the epitome.
Yes.
Explain why.
I would say, this is my personal opinion. You know, we all have our own opinions about everything, but I don't fuck with that nigga, man. I don't like him. Straight up, I do not like the man Trump. I respect his worth ethic with business, and it stops right there. I don't like him as a person. I don't like him as a fucking president, because he don't help me. If he help you, sure, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck with him because he don't fuck with me.
Right.
That's it, you know?
That's simple humanity.
And he's very inhumane, bro. He's not one for the people. He's not who I want to fucking be around. I don't want him a part of my kids' history. I don't want the nigga part of my damn history. He ain't a part of my history. Fuck that.
And if you really notice, like, throughout his whole term, what he really did was just enhance really what we already, at least from the black people's perspective, you know?
Yeah,
he enhanced exactly what we were talking about, like the seeing life as it appears to be. In our eyes, life is against us.
Yep.
We at a disadvantage.
Yep.
This shit's hard.
Yep.
You know, some of us think, a lot of us think, white people are just on top. And they run shit and da 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 da.
So the country's just been built to be, but that's another conversation for another episode.
Exactly. So I think he just intensified that conscious mind of
just be him, just him being himself of a prick. Not even what he did while he was president. And just him being an ass. Because he was
allowed to, so then it brought a lot of other people to say, oh, okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. And then for the subconscious mind, my example was LeVar Ball, because he's going to speak shit. He's spoken shit into
existence.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for real. Been saying it. People thought he was insane.
And exactly. So, like, in this sense, like, in this example, people are like, the conscious mind. Everybody's like, the conscious mind around him, and everybody's saying, nah, there's no way you could do that. Nah, he'll never be better than Steph Curry, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the shit that he's been saying. But, I mean, besides fucking Zoe being better than Steph Curry, he's been right.
Yeah.
He's been right.
Well, except for the MJ shit.
Jello, too.
That boy talk about he better than MJ. LeVar said he's better than MJ.
Which, I mean, shit, we all miss, you know? We can't all be right, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, who knows? Zoe one day might be nicer than Steph Curry. You never know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I believe Zoe, he has, well...
Mellow.
Not so mellow. Mellow. That boy got potential.
He might have got it right, just the wrong name.
I was just talking to Trav about LaMelo Ball. Travis asked me if I think Mello's going to get Rookie of the Year. I said no.
Yeah.
I said no.
No? Mm-mm. Who will?
Anthony Edwards. If you don't know.
Nah, bro.
If you.
He's the man right above you.
Don't know.
But he's the
go do your research.
It's the politics, bro.
The numbers don't lie, though. In certain stat
he's
charts,
he's on the Cavs, right?
Nah, he on the T-Wolves.
Oh, okay.
It goes Anthony Edwards, number one. Right under him is LaMelo. Mm-hmm. Stats are close, but numbers don't
like,
lie.
Like, point two.
Who got more wins point right five. Now, though?
Shit, I don't know.
That's what's going to play a part in it, too.
I think both of them niggas team
suck. That's what I'm saying. That's why they both in that. And that's why they both there, period.
Yep.
Both them teams was terrible last year.
But back to LeVar.
Yeah,
back and to LeVar. And his speaking into existence.
He believed what he said.
Exactly. Nobody else did.
Don't give a fuck what nobody else is saying about it. Mm-hmm. I believe this. Don't give a fuck what you say.
And this is where it's going to be.
And then, bam, you have that mindset. It's just going to happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, really. It may take time. It may be quick. You really don't know, but...
I got a little thing.
Yeah.
I listened to this dude, this gentleman named Earl Nightingale, and he based a lot of stuff off of you are what you think. So if you think you're going to be great, you will be great because you are what you think. Whatever you put into your mind is what you will become. And I feel like that's a lot into, like, I guess, like the conscience part of yourself. Even subconsciously, too, because if you're telling yourself when you're conscious that I'm going to be this, when you're asleep, you're going to be thinking about this as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up the next morning, you're going to be back on the same path you were the day before or trying to get back to it. So that's just my little spill for this one. Bye.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, Trav. That's actually perfect.
Yep.
Because here's a direct quote. The subconscious mind has no sense of humor, and people often joke themselves into unhappy experiences. I'm good. So, with that, like, there's a story actually told in the book. I don't want to go into it too much, but this woman, she's broke, like, broke as hell. She's down and out, whatever. Mm-hmm. All she had was $8 to her name. It says $8 in the world. You know what I'm saying? In the world. If y'all, some of y'all been broke before, y'all know what that means. Mm-hmm. $8 in the world. That's all I got.
All you got.
That's all I got. With that $8, she was speaking to someone. It didn't really make it clear. But God, good, will bless the $8 and multiply them as Jesus Christ multiplied the loaves and the fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says right after, God taught that every man had the power to bless and to multiply and to heal and to prosper. That should tell you how much, like, words carry weight. Like,
mm-hmm.
You can bless someone else. You could heal someone else.
Based off of what comes out your mouth.
Exactly. That's it. You don't got to touch them. You don't have to be in the same room. None of that.
And the flip side, you could end somebody's everything based off of what comes out your mouth.
Absolutely.
You could end.
We see it every day in tabloids, gossip, social media.
Bullying, cyberbullying. Exactly. Like, it's just words, bro. And
words, we don't understand how heavy words are.
And it starts with your thoughts. I'm going to give you guys a gem.
That's one thing that was hard for me to learn when I was younger. Like, think before you speak. And I'm like, I am thinking. That's why I said this shit.
That's why I said it. Like, if I wasn't like, thinking, no, I wouldn't be able to talk.
You got to think about not just what is being said, how it's going to affect others, the tone it's in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it
take everything into
And you got to think about, okay, is somebody going to bring this up later? And am I still going to be standing on that when they bring it up? That's the other thing, right?
As I was saying, I'm about to drop a gem my mama gave me. She told me maybe about a year ago, bro. Or no. Yeah, like a year ago. You got to start apologizing to yourself, to God, to those around you for your thoughts. Not for your words, not for your actions, but for what came to your brain. Because that, it's
that's
a little deeper
hard.
Than, yeah, it's difficult.
That's hard.
Because if you could check your thoughts, bro.
And then to let, but even then, past that, to let people know, let people in your head.
Literally.
Because I know me, I'll be having some thoughts sometimes, and it's just like, why you thinking like that, nigga? Like, that shit is hella fucked up.
Or yeah,
it's
like, just, you should not be.
That shit's out of line. Yep. It's just like, and of course I correct myself because the thought doesn't come out.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, to, but I don't know if you should apologize for him.
Shoot, I apologize to Trav. I'll give an example. I apologize to Trav. For something I was thinking last week. And it was some way off my damn, bro. I shouldn't have been thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, because
right.
I put this out there in my head before I even let it out of my mouth. So, my bad, bro. I did not want to think like that.
That's crazy, because, like, I'm such a cautious and, like, protective. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I try to protect myself so much. Even in, like, a regular situation, like, I pull up to the store or something. I don't like the way, like, it's looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers I don't know outside or something like that. I always think of the worst and what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I really shouldn't be thinking about that. I should be thinking about, you know, be respectful. It's not even that. I mean, sometimes it can be that serious and you don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know. Like, yeah, that's a thought that's like,
I could have had a different thought.
Exactly.
Not necessarily like, let's make it better, but still be better.
Yeah.
But let's just change this thought pattern. You know, certain things cause certain triggers.
Right. And a lot of those thoughts, though, just like mine, probably just like yours that day, are thoughts that benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
Or justify what you're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rather than thinking about what everybody else.
Everybody, does. Yeah. If it affects other people,
right?
How it affects other people,
exactly.
What it does for people, what it doesn't do for people. Damn.
Right.
Damn.
But no, we ain't even gotten to the hardest part. It's the subconscious mind, mm-hmm. which is, or superconscious mind, which is the realm of perfect ideas. Right. It's those ideas that usually flash across the conscious and seem unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
A word, and in better words, is
incredulous. Incredulous means beyond belief. Just like mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. It's too far fetched to where it doesn't even make sense.
And the only way you could think that it's unattainable is having a negative subconscious.
Checking your thoughts.
Right. But yeah, so superconscious is basically the perfect idea in the superconscious is basically what you see to be too good to be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things that seem like, yeah, that's the finish line, but that's a far-ass way from here, right?
It's possible. It's doable.
And it's hard to think about because it's so far away. But the person that really hit me, the example... Should be Nipsey Hussle.
And I agreed off the bat. Like,
yeah, like, there's no way, well, in a negative subconscious mind, there's no way that someone who grew up the way he did, where he did, with as little as he did, with all the stuff that he had to go through, ends up to be a millionaire.
Should have been that successful.
Exactly.
Anything you touch.
Exactly. A lot of us call that a miracle, right? Mm-hmm. LeBron James, he started from Cleveland, Ohio, in the dirt. It's a miracle. Oh. Kobe Bryant, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Fucking, every rapper, it's a miracle, right?
Like, rag to riches, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle, and it's not. It's hard work, it's
how
mindset.
You train your thoughts, yep. Mm-hmm. How you train your thoughts.
What the book said was training your imaging faculty.
That should be the name of the damn.
Train your imaging faculty. That's the fucking title.
Title of the damn, yep.
Train your fucking imaging faculty.
Train that motherfucker.
Train that motherfucker. but, yeah, and really, I feel like we just spoke to the order of how this should be.
Yeah.
You got to take control of your superconscious.
Well, it's not how we think it should be. It's how it's written.
Mm-hmm.
It's how it's written, so it's how we're applying it.
Absolutely. You know? You got to take control of your superconscious. Don't ignore that, because that's the easiest to ignore mm-hmm. because it's like, man, shut your ass up. That's mm-hmm. way out of reach.
Yeah. You sound stupid. Mm-hmm. Why are you even thinking like that?
Really, that's the one you need to listen to first to then get your subconscious in line. And then you're consciously out attacking the day like my boy Tiff.
Yep, win that motherfucker. Got that from Chip Kelly, by the way. Shout out.
Yep.
Chip when he was at Oregon. Attack the day. Win the day.
That's what I tell myself every morning. If I wake up in the morning and it's hard, I'm like, fuck that, I'm attacking the day.
Yep, it's been hard before.
It's been hard before, and I made it. Attack that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So within that order of the three departments of the mind and, how we're trying to, you know, understand it's you take on the superconscious, then you can take on the subconscious, mm-hmm. then you can take on the conscious. There's mm-hmm. no jumping from conscious to superconscious to subconscious.
No,
it's like,
order to direct order.
It's all in order. So
and once you get that order, that thought process and everything rolling out, then there becomes order to what you're speaking. And we said it earlier that life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's a actual verse from the good book. It's Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In short, it's saying that words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. So you choose which one that you won't, mm-hmm. you know? So you choose what you speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn, you think.
Here you go. What this you is going to explain it. This is going to explain it. So, Jesus Christ taught that man's words played a leading part in the game of life. By your words, ye are justified, and by your words, ye are condemned. So, tying that to the subconscious mind, which kind of brought us there, was... and even with the story I told from the book, you could have those $8, but if you subconsciously are thinking, okay, I'm going to be better, though. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do better.
I'm gonna have more
is coming.
More is on the way.
Then you open yourself up for that opportunity. You don't give yourself limits.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you're saying with the power of your words.
Yeah.
When you think negatively, you speak negatively, and that puts limitations on the power that your words can actually bring.
Your world becomes a negative space.
So really, you're just diminishing your own...
Exactly.
The value of your own thoughts, really.
An example I heard from... like a mentor, Pastor John, man.
Mm-hmm.
He,
PJ?
It was, yeah, shout out to PJ DeCure, man. He used this analogy in a service. He used a trash bag. So we have enough capacity as, we'll say, a tall kitchen trash bag, right?
Right.
This is what we have for, we have enough capacity for what God's given us in this chapter. For our next chapter, we might need a you know, them big.
Dumpster,
black, strong ass, heavy duty.
The outside trash bag.
Because it holds more. It's right. Bigger space and more capacity in it. You know, and you have to be able to stretch
that motherfucker
and be open enough to receive everything.
Right.
Or else it's just going to be hidden outside. There's no way. There's no more room to grow. There's no more room for this stuff to come in because you put this limit on this blockade for what God has for you.
You ever tried to lay out? You ever try to lay out a trash bag and throw some stuff in it? All the stuff ain't going to go in it.
Mm-mm.
Right.
I'm like, lay out a trash bag.
You
feel
me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not going
right on
up.
Top.
You got to hold that motherfucker up. You got to support it. You got to fucking stretch that motherfucker out at the opening. You got to throw shit in. And you got to keep it open.
Yeah.
You can't close it off for 3 days and be throwing shit on top of the trash. Be expecting to just nigga pull the drawstrings and take it out to the dumpster. Like it's not. Mm-mm.
It's a process to it.
You gotta do the work. You gotta stay open minded. You gotta do that work. Absolutely.
Man must make the first move. Man being us humans.
Humans,
not just male, whatever you identify as. Mm-hmm. And a way for that is just start talking to him. Just like I talk to my homies, I talk to God like, hey man, this is what's needed. This is what I want. God is ready for everything. He's ready to carry your smallest or greatest demand. Every desire, every thought expressed is a demand to God. It came to your brain. You expressed it to him. Mm-hmm. It's what you want. It's what he wants to give
and
you.
Even if you didn't hold it with that weight, with that, you know what I'm saying? With
like
that
significance.
Exactly.
Yes.
With that significance.
To him,
if you want it, if you ask him for it, he sees it as a demand.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going like he put it there to. In front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people can you know, connect with this.
Attest to this.
You've ran into situations where opportunity is right there.
Right.
But you felt like you couldn't get it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? That wasn't nobody else's fault but your own.
But yours.
And that's not me saying you was fucking up. That's not me saying none of that. That's just saying you weren't ready. You asked for it and you weren't ready. And I had a situation like that. Now that I'm saying it out loud, like,
it's clear to you.
I asked for it and I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because you didn't take the time
to
get ready.
Exactly. Yeah. I was ready to put the work in, but I still.
You.
I didn't understand the amount of
the work. Yeah, that needed to be put in.
That's it. Yeah.
So. There's an analogy that my family uses. We say that God gives us these windows of opportunity. If you miss your window, it might hit you way later in life because there's so much on the other side. Mm-hmm. Instead of just choosing to go on the path to the right, you choose a path to the left.
Right.
And that comes
path
with
got bushes, thorns, wild
other people's,
animals.
Other people, nigga. Shit. everything mm-hmm. on that side where you could just choose this right here. Shit, I'm speaking to myself. I need to listen to myself mm-hmm. when I'm saying this. There's so much more just straight to the right.
Exactly. And a lot of times it seems like, okay, that goal seems out of reach. But you look down at the path, and the path is easy as shit, though. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is stick to it. Not wander off.
Exactly.
Don't get fucking distracted by the butterflies off by the pond over there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no serpents nothing. Can come change your mind
about anything. And a lot of times you're like, okay, that seems a little more attainable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems closer to me, mm-hmm. but it got curves in the road. And really, shit, when you on GPS, yeah, straight line, you might be 45 miles away from this motherfucker. But once you start getting on that road, it's in total 150 miles. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, exactly. Yeah, them detours will really fuck you up.
If you let them.
For real.
If you let them.
If you let them.
If you let them. If you're prepared.
You got like to follow your subconscious.
Yeah, I need to get better at that. Your subconscious is going to
tell you, just go this way.
Definitely. I need to get better at that.
Me too. That's something I think a lot of people don't ever figure out in their lives. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So much purpose and meaning to this life God has given us, bro. Everything.
Straight out.
No. Nah. Ooh, yeah, I could go on a tangent right now.
That was beautiful. But that's the episode, man. Yeah. I don't think we got
a little quick hitter. Yeah, a little quick hitter.
Nice little quick one again.
Yep.
I know y'all are used to the long-winded 2-hour episode at this point, but and if you haven't finished that episode, I'm gonna keep telling y'all to go back and listen. Listen, Growing Pains.
Yep.
That episode was my favorite by far.
Yeah, it was life-changing.
It was life-changing. For a lot of people,
bro, the feedback we've gotten so far. Please.
That's why I love it, because so many people just reached out to me and was like, yo, this is dope. Mm-hmm. This was right on time. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Like, this spoke to me.
I needed this right now.
Yeah. I needed this right now. That this inspired me to speak. This inspired me to express myself. Yep. Like, and all of them were black men. But you were saying, like, it hasn't reached that many people.
Oh, yeah, it hasn't reached as many people as, I mean, of course, not many as we would like. But, shoot, more people that listen to it, the more people it touches, the more people it changes, bro.
And I check those analytics, like, faithfully. So, yep. I see that. Religion. The numbers aren't going up, but the volume at a time of people listening is a lot higher. And people are listening all the way through, which I love. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to listen to all of it. You know what I'm saying? It's all this content is, it has a purpose behind it. Yep. And, please happy motherfuckers do listen.
Yeah, please don't be afraid to share this with your loved ones, man. The people you think might need it. People you might not think need it. Share it.
You ain't even got to say shit to the motherfucker. Nope. Just send it over.
Drop that link.
Just send it.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Just drop that motherfucker link.
And say, just listen. Just listen, motherfucker.
Yep.
This for you.
She's going to help your dumb ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Go follow on Instagram at Durag Podcast. Follow at Twitter at Durag Podcast. Follow on Instagram at durag.discussions. Subscribe on Apple. Subscribe on Spotify. Listen. Download them. Share them.
Everything. The whole nine.
And don't forget to go rate. If you're on an app, go and rate it. Like, it don't take no time to hit the fifth star on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't take no time at all. Like, you can do that while you're listening.
Yep.
So, appreciate y'all.
Man, we'll see y'all soon. Y'all here. Shoot. Y'all niggas in a bit.
You know where we be at. So, that's it. Gone.
Gone.
This is the Durag Discuss.